Protesters in Lima, Peru, are calling for the resignation of the president and new elections. At least 50 people have been killed during these demonstrations. You may recall that the former president, Pedro Castillo, tried to dissolve Congress recently and was promptly removed from office. Now there's a new president, Dina Boluarte, and the protesters blame her for the unrest. NPR's Kerry Khan reports from Lima.
Like other cities, Peru's capital, Lima, is under special emergency orders limiting protests.
Los invitamos a que se retiren, señores, por favor.
This officer tells a group camped out in front of a church that means they have to move on. A phalanx of officers in riot gear stare on from across the street as the crowd shouts back. One woman yells, "What are you going to do, shoot us?" She's referring to at least 50 who have died in confrontations with security forces in the past month, ever since former President Pedro Castillo attempted to rule by decree. Once arrested and impeached, his vice president, Dina Boluarte, took power. That woman is deaf to what is happening to us outside the capital, says Dina Lopez, a mother of three and potato vendor from the Andean city of Ayacucho. Supporters of former President Castillo, like her, have been blocking highways and taking over airports to protest his ouster. But she says, out there, no one pays attention to us, to our rights. So now thousands are bringing their list of grievances straight to Lima. What began as marches in support of Castillo has morphed into wider demands for justice, the resignation of President Boluarte, and a new constitution. Boluarte says she's not leaving.
Que esas necesidades se irán resolviendo en cuanto nos pongamos a conversar pacíficamente.
She says historic needs of Peru's poor and indigenous communities can't be addressed through violence. Political scientist at Lima's Pacific University, Alberto Vergara, says the divide between Peru's Lima elite and the rest of the country is nothing new. However, he says these prolonged protests are unusual.
Because now we have 50 dead, and we are in a path to have more.
He fears, given Peru's dysfunctional political system, more violence is inevitable. Indeed, Peru has had six presidents in the last 4 years, with one leader lasting just 6 days. Vergara says Peru's mediocre politicians are the threat here, not tyranny, which usually leads to democratic demise.
Peru is perhaps showing us that chaos and disorder can also be the opposite of democracy.
As the capital braces for more protest, Lima's conservatives, like Congressman Jorge Montoya, warns of possible terrorism. He claims without evidence, the marchers are backed by communists and drug traffickers.
No hay diálogo, no se necesita diálogo, se necesita acción.
He says there's no reason to dialogue with terrorists and insists more force is needed. He even says the protesters were responsible for the deaths.
Es absurdo. No hay ninguna prueba que diga eso.
That's absurd. There's no proof of that, says Juan Miguel Hugo, a leading human rights lawyer. He says police used excessive force, shooting civilians in the head, chest, and limbs. Protesters like this woman who came to the capital from rural Ayacucho says they aren't backing down.
Nos hemos abierto los ojos y es más. Vamos a seguir luchando.
She would only give her first name Tanya out of fear of government retaliation. She says our eyes have been opened and we will continue fighting. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Lima, Peru.